Okay, so you started it off.
To discuss in the this evening the sugi of Nishmat Moed and Afshe Seifan. The shiur that I gave a few weeks ago and people asked to go through the Neisa, something which is very Nagea.
Yeah.
You get to every person and it's a love in the Torah, which is quoted, very often misquoted nowadays, Nagea to Ahanti Gemachla. It doesn't mean because there's a love, because it automatically applies to every situation. I didn't want to give a shiur originally because people think it's chosen to the government guidelines, with the Dina de Mahusa, onto other fronts. The Shia of the Shachis, the Shia is not whether or not one does or doesn't. How much does a person have to listen to Dina de Mahusa? The Shia is only al Stina Torah, the Dina of Nishmat Moed Nafshe Seichen. It's a love in the Torah. One has to be clear what is and isn't included in the love. Negea to a person's own chiyuvim, how much he has to be careful to make sure that he doesn't get damaged, and how much is mutl manateria to make sure that person doesn't damage somebody else. Versteht sich that these things change according all the time. I can't give out official guidelines. Somebody asked me today, why does the Batidinim not give out official letters? The answer is because it changes by the day. It's nothing that you can give. What was negea to yesterday isn't that applicable to today. What's the gear today isn't tough gonna get for tomorrow. These things keep on changing. But there's a general guideline of Nishmat Moed Nafshe Seichem, which Mr. Shem will try and get a bit of clarity on this Noisa. There's two main Gemaras where the Gemara discusses the love of Nishmat Moed Nafshe Seichem. The Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan really isn't talking about a person being careful to make sure that he's not mazik or doesn't get nizik. The pasuk is talking about that the person should remember the maimed of Hasina in Parshas Veschanon, Shema el Achukim v'al Mishpatim, Letzisifu el Adovo, Inechem Oroes, the whole maimed of Hasina. And then the pasuk continues, Re'ei lematati eschem chukim v'al Mishpatim, Kasheh tzivani Hashem elokei lasis kein bekev haaretz, Ashatem boim shom v'lishtohu, Shmatem v'asisem, Ki'i chochmaschem uvinaschem leinam. A person should keep the Torah. And then weiter, it says in the Parsha, Ra'ki shom el Achor, Shmoy nafshach moed, So really the Pasha is not talking about the person looking after himself. The Pasha is talking about the person should remember Mamet Hasina. So if you learn the Torah with the Chumash, you see the Chumash inside, one wouldn't imagine Mechilal there's any Issa Vashmach Ben Hashasechem. However, the Gemara in two places, this Dashans from this Pasuk, to make a lav, that person has to be careful, be Nizah, that it doesn't get damaged. One is the Gemara in Brochus. So Gemara says a Maisa, the Gemara says in Davram with base, with base. Tan Rabbonon, Maise Bechose, the Echot, Shem Espanu, Bederech, he was davening Bosa Echot, Menosan Risholim, Alts was davening Shmanesra, a Sa came to him and gave him Sholim. But the Hechzer Risholim, he didn't reply Sholim because he was in the middle of davening. Him to Mreach, he seemed to Philosophy, the Sa remained over there standing next to him till he finished the Shmanesra. Laacha, she seemed to Philosophy, then the Sa approached his Yid and he told him, Omali Reiko, you're lightweighted, you're Kenoiska Alton a Mensch. He says you should guard yourself, and meaning to say that there's a law in the Torah to make sure that you don't cause yourself any damage. And there you were, davening Shmon Esra, when I had the power to give you a punishment for what you've done. Because you should shalom, lo malo yechzati li shalom. Im ayisi choy techorishcho besayif, the sa turned around to the Eid and he told him about cut off your head with a scythe. Me hoya to vea a stomach, midi you with a wood. Mon your blood, forget, you bought upon yourself. Omale, hamte ni achef eischob edroim. The Eid turned around to the officer and he said, wait, I'll give you an answer. And then told him a marshal back, they were ready in front of a melech boss of Adom. Would you interrupt? So he said, the Vadanich, he said, in front of melech malcha amlochim, was I supposed to interrupt, supposed to stop Mashem and Esra, and the melech, the Sa accepted it, and didn't kill him for what he done, for being mavazah the Sa. But you see that the Sa turned around to the Yid, and told him, there's a lav in the Torah called the Shmatim Bele Nafshisechem, why did you daven Mashem and Esra, you mukhuyev, you ought to have stopped, in order to be mechabed me, because if not, you risk your life. Meaning to say, that person has a law of Shmatim Ba'idla Nashay Seichem, which says the person isn't allowed to endanger himself in order to be mechayim a mitzvah. Now, Farshim explained over there in the Gemara Brachos, why Taka this Yid who didn't stop in Shemoneh Esra, what did he do something wrong, or did he do something right, and he knew he'd be able to be mefayis the Sa, we didn't realize the power the Sa had in order to kill him. But whatever happens, the Gemara says that Shmatim Ba'idla Nashay Seichem means the person isn't allowed to endanger himself when it comes to a kiyum mitzvah. The first and foremost is the person has to make sure that he's not risking his life. V'chein the Gemara in Shavuos, the Gemara from the Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that person isn't allowed to be mekalil himself. So the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yanai, v'divra koil, atzmoy dechsev rak yishom alecho, u'shmoy nafshecho moed. Gemara Dash is a pasuk, the person has to be careful that he doesn't curse himself, because if he curses himself, it brings upon himself a klala, and adem shei teshmat amoed lenafshesechem. So we've got two Gemaras, where the Gemara says very clearly, that a person has to be careful to make sure that he's not doing something which endangers himself. Somebody who does something which causes himself, puts himself at risk because he did something he ought not to have done, or them is the halach on the Shmat Meli Nafshe Seichem. The Rambam brings it down halacha, and the Rambam brings it as two different categories. The Rambam says there's some things which is a derai sedeke, ushmat melei nafshe seichem, and mashma in the Rambam there's some things which are only the rabbono. The Rambam says, in Peik Yud Aleph, Melchisir Tzeach, the Rambam's discussing the mitzvah of Ma'ake, and the Rambam starts off, there's a mitzvah say for every person to put a fence around his roof, shenema vasiso Ma'ake legecho. And then the Rambam says, V'chein kol michsh in halacha dalet, v'chein kol michshu, sheyesh bo yisakonis nefoshes, mitzvah saseh la'asiroi. The person is mechuyev, obligated in mitzvah saseh la'asiroi, to remove the stumbling block, to remove something which is a danger. U'lishome mimenu, u'lizoi bedova yofa yofa, shenema, vishome lecho, u'shmoy nafshecho. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah saseh, vishome lecho, u'shmoy nafshecho, to make sure that you don't do anything that endangers yourself. We didn't remove the danger. He let them stay around. So Rambam says very clearly, a person who allows something which is dangerous for him around in his house, he's over mitzvah sasei of yisham rechosh meinafshcho, and he's over alav of lisosim domim. So we learn the Rambam. A normal isedaraisa. Rambam continues and he says, "Habe devorim osru chachomim mepnei sheyesh bem sakonas nefoshes." The chachomim asad. I'll endanger myself. Nobody should worry about me. Mashma from the Rambam, the certain things that's issa derais if a person endangers himself, and the certain things which are only awesome with Rabbonon. And the Rambam goes on to say, what are these things which are awesome with Rabbonon? Somebody has flowing water and he puts his mouth on it and drinks as the water is coming out. Then he never knows what's inside that water, so it's dangerous. Person shouldn't go and drink out from a lake at night. Why? Perhaps he's going to put his mouth onto the water, and whilst he's taking onto the tap, he's going to drink some water which is going to have a look inside. And a looker is dangerous, so a person is putting himself in a matzav of a sophic sakona. And the Rambam says these things, endangering himself, in these eifanim, gets a makas mardus. Then the Rambam says more things. V'eluheina mashken asurim, mishum gilu, a person has water which is left over. A whole list of things which Rambam says is asa. The pashtus is mashma and the Rambam, that these things are only asa midrabono. The Rambam says there's an isa deraisa if a person allows his roof to be open for the public without a fence on it. That's isa deraisa. And there's other things which are midrabonon included in the love of Ushmat Moel Nafshe Seichem. There are those who learn the Chusefer learns that some of these things are deraisa. I look at the Chusefer learns as a deraisa. Other things also some learn the deraisa. We take on the Pashas Aposkim, which understand the Rambam to mean there's one thing which is awesome in deraisa, and there's one thing which is only awesome in Rabbonon. Now, what decides what's awesome in deraisa, also Shmata Milen Nafshesechem, and what's only awesome in Rabbonon? So Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe that the difference between the things that are awesome in deraisa and the things that are awesome with the Rabbanon depends on the amount of danger that's involved. If it's a shchich de gezeika, like a person going onto the roof, and there's no fence around it, and a person can fall off, which the chances are high, there's going to be maybe the day sakona, that's a issa de raisa, which matam bele nafshisechem. A person goes on his roof, and there's nothing there stopping him, and it's a night, and it's dark, and he can fall off the side of it, there's a shmatam bele nafshisechem. A person drinks from a water that could be an aluka inside, and I look inside, there may yes be, there may not be. The chances are obviously not that high that there's going to be this aluka inside it, but there's a chance inside it. It's midrabon on a person's over nissa. V'chein, a person drinks mine, which is uncovered. The mine, which is left there to be uncovered, has problems of gilu. Gilu chazal asit, because there's a chashash, a nochosh, and other things by chazal asit. This dargah of chashash, where it's likely there's going to be maybe this akona, is only also midrabon. If a person looks at the sugya mibachutz, on what percentages a person is allowed to is considered is a deraisa of sakona of nishmat moedle nafshesechem, is there's two main makoris in the gedolei achronim on what percentage would seem is considered is a deraisa, and less than that isn't is a deraisa. There's two makoris which everybody brings down is the Magid Mishnah and the Kivegah. Magid Mishnah talks about the Yeledes. He writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Mishabur brings down in Shin Lamed that a Yeledes, who, whilst giving birth, states in Shulchan Aruch, a person is allowed to light a light for her and other things which are going to be made of light, the things which are going to help her make it easier on Shabbos. States in the Magid Mishnah, a person isn't allowed to be over an Issa Deraisa. If Lechatchila one has to try only to do Isurim Melachos Rabbonon. And the Magid Mishnah says, because it's not about the sakana of Chalal or Yeledes, because you don't have one in a thousand that die from Leda. Mashma the Magid Mishnah, that the word to be one in a thousand, the statistics of one in a thousand is enough to make it a high enough sakana in order for a person to make it, this is Bechal, a proper Pikoach Nefesh, and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos without any problems. V'chein, Reb Kvega has a tshuva, he talks about the issue of wants to be Tevil, and because of a problem in the Rechem, she has to have something inside it to support the Rechem. And this tshuva is about whether or not a problem of chatzitza, something which you need in your goof, you can't manage without it, whether it becomes tofel to the goof, is isha allowed to be tevel like that? And as part of his tshuva, Reb Kvega says, what's about the heter? Does one take into account over here that there's isha sakonos nefoshes involved? And Reb Kvega says, since it's not one in a thousand, therefore it doesn't come under the heading of pikuach nefesh. So, mivachutz, a person looks at Kvega, a person looks at the Magid Mishnah, one in a thousand is Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore one imagines, in order to be Pikuach Nefesh, which we'll see Chilul Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh go pretty much hand in hand, Chilul Shabbos, head of Pikuach Nefesh for Chilul Shabbos, and Issa of Nishmat and Moedle Nafshesechem, these two Gedorim seem to go hand in hand. So one would say, anything but there's a chance of one in a thousand to go somewhere, which puts himself into Sakona, that would be an Issa. There I said. And less than that, this is Rabbonon. So if we see the Rambam says certain things are only awesome in Rabbonon, like drinking in the water, because perhaps there's a look inside, or the Rambam says weiter, the Rambam says if a person goes to a place where there's a wall that could fall down on himself, as mashmatz is a Rabbonon, you say that the chances over there of Sakona obviously aren't that high. What's called not high? So we're saying it's less than one in a thousand. Anything which is more one in a thousand, that's Issa Deraisa, and less than that is Issa Rabbonon. That's often quoted as being the deciding factor, what's the deraisa and what's not deraisa, one in a thousand, not a thousand. However, poskeis and manenu very, very strongly hold that that's not right. One in a thousand bechlal isn't the kiveya for pikuach nefesh. And even though we have a Magid Mishnah, and even though we have a Reb Kvega, that's not what the Magid Mishnah means, and that's not what Reb Kvega means. Reb Eliashiv says that which a Magid Mishnah writes, one in a thousand, doesn't mean at all one in a thousand. It's misinterpreted what the Magid Mishnah meant. Magid Mishnah meant that since nowadays we have all the medical care, so with the medical care, it's much less than 1 in 1,000. That's not a sakana. But were we not to apply all our refuah and our health care that we have nowadays, then the chances would be not 1 in 1,000. There'd be much, much higher risk, and then there'd be mutter to do on Shabbos. My Mishnah is saying, since it's not 1 in 1,000, meaning to say, since nowadays we've got all the medical care, and therefore it's only a small chashash. But what would be the real chashash? It wouldn't have the medical care. It means that much, much more, a much higher risk in order for it to be mutter to be able to be mechal on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yashe Bachin, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, a few tshuvas about it, how much he considered pituach nefesh in order to be mechal Shabbos. And Rabbi Kedia says that in order to be mechal Shabbos, there has to be that there's something which is a substantial amount of sakana over there in order to say that you can be mechal Shabbos. And 1 in 1,000, he says, maybe 1 in 100, even after, though he starts off bringing down the tshuva of Kedia, he then says perhaps 1 in 100 is enough to be mechal Shabbos. He obviously understood that Rabbi Kedia didn't mean that. Rabbi Kedia meant that when you already have Yeledes, and Yeledes is Muchzak, is a Sakona, so a Yeledes which has a high chance of Sakona, and she is already in that Sakona, then the percentages are different. But if a person wants to know, am I doing Bechlal something that's dangerous? I'm going next to a wall that's about to fall down. I'm drinking something. There is a chance there'll be an Aluk inside it. No reason to believe that there's an Aluk inside it. In that case, then the Issa on Shabbos, in order to be Mechal Shabbos, you need a much higher percent chance. And not 1 in 1,000, a much higher percent chance of Shakona in order for it to be Mutter. And that's clear in the Mogen Avraham that we're on, because the Mogen Avraham says if a person wants to kill Achbish on Shabbos, which is a Sakona, which near that may go inside the food, says the Mogen Avraham that the chances that the Loshen of the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says the most it is 1 in 1,000. That's not a reason to be able to kill it on Shabbos. But because I thought 1 in 1,000, my Mishnah says you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for. So obviously you see for the Mogen Avraham that this 1 in 1,000 that the Mogen Avraham is not 1 in 1,000 makes into pekach nefesh. Something less than 1 in 1,000 turns into pekach nefesh. Now what exactly is considered a high risk? So somebody asked that to Rabbi Yashav, he did in Ramot once, and asked Rabbi Yashav and asked him, what's considered sakana? Give me a percentage. Tell me how many, what percentage must it be of sakana in order to come to Vinishmat and Wedlin Afshe Seichem? And Rabbi Yashav told him, I can't answer you. There's no particular percentage, I can't tell you. But something which is perceived by the public as being a vadai sakana, that is what Chazal amatir you to be Mechal Shabbos for. Doesn't mean in percentages. It means something which is considered a vadai sakana, and each person, according to the situation, sometimes will be 1%, sometimes will be maybe 1 in 150%, but nowhere near 1 in 1,000. Something which is in the higher percentages, much more of a higher chance of bringing lidei sakana, that's what comes under the heading of pikuach nefesh. They're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, and it's also atzim shmatim oyle nafshe seichem. But anything less than that doesn't come under the heading of the deraisa of nishmatim oyle nafshe seichem. Rav Moshe Shneimach brings down a chiddush. He says that somebody told him, he heard from the Chazanish, that 2%. He said somebody told him from the Chazanish, heard from the Chazanish, that anything less than 2% doesn't come under the heter of the deraisa chilul Shabbos. If a person has leleinu, if we go somewhere, the person's at risk, and I'm telling him not to walk to that place because there's at risk over there. If we'll go there, the chances are that it's only 1% chance. According to the Chazanish, one's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it. A Chiddush to make it 1%, but it gives the idea, Akaponim, that when we want to know what's awesome with the Raisa, with the Shemat Moed and Afshizeichem, it doesn't mean anything that there's any risk at all. It must be a high percent chance of risk in order to come under the heading of Nishmat Moed and Afshizeichem. That's all as far as the Raisa is concerned. As far as the Rabbonon is concerned, Rabbonon has different Gedarim. Rabbonon says that anything that can be made with the Sakana, a Gilu, and these sort of things, are with Rabbonon included in the Nishmat Moed and Afshizeichem. Now there's two other Vichtige Klolim before we go back to what's Negiah to us. There's something which is called Shem Epsoim Hashem. The Gemara says in lots of places, the Gemara says a person is allowed to rely on Shem Epsoim Hashem. The Gemara says at the beginning of Yevomus. The Gemara says that Shalish Noshim Meshamshes B'moich, three ladies, if they were to become pregnant in their matzav, that would bring them Lidei Sakona, and therefore Meshamshes B'moich, you try to avoid them, that they shouldn't come Lidei Ibo, because the Ibo is a dangerous for them. That's shit is in the bed. Now, Chachamim say that they can be Meshambesh Kedarkon, Ay, it's a Sakon involved, says Gemar, Shoyme, Psoim Hashem. The Bein Shleim looks after Psoim, literally means fools, a person who's going straying, he's lost, he's got nobody to guide him, nobody to look after him. Hashem, Psoim Hashem, the Bein Shleim takes care of these people. So a person is in a matzav, that he's doing something which is considered normal, on that it's a Shoyme, Psoim Hashem. So Gemar says, even though a Ketana is a Chashash, is going to become Uberes and stand to him, Shame Psalm Hashem, the Bainish Shleim will look after. V'chein the Gemara says, if a person does a mila in a place where there's no ruach tzfoinis, it's dangerous. Says the Gemara, Abba Ha'idna, one does the mila, it's a danger involved. Says the Gemara, Shame Psalm Hashem. Gemara says, another place on to do a mila before Shabbos, there's a Gvisa Mazik. Says the Gemara, how do we do milas nowadays in Shabbos? Shame Psalm Hashem. So we've got something that even when there is sakon involved, Shemim Psoim Hashem says you're allowed to go ahead because the Bein Shleim looks after people who are doing what's considered the normal thing. What this head of Shemim Psoim Hashem means isn't clear. The Devar Makil understands that Shemim Psoim Hashem means that the percentages of Sakona involved are very low chance of Sakona. Shemim Psoim Hashem is just a way of saying there's a low percentage of risk. Because nobody's going to say that the whole world is crazy. And if every person is doing it, it must be there's obviously not such a high chance of danger. Because were it to be a high chance of danger, people wouldn't be doing it. So if the whole world are doing it, and they're allowing Ketanas to become to be Meshamish, means that the world understand there's not a big Sakona involved, and therefore you'll have to go ahead and do it. So according to Devar Makil, there's no new heta called Shem B'Psoim Hashem. Shem B'Psoim Hashem means something that's considered the norm. If everybody's doing it, means the risk involved is quite remote. Quite low chance of risk, and therefore you have to go ahead and do it. However, all other poskim, the Samech Tzedek, and all the poskim understand not like that. They understand that Shem B'Psoim Hashem means that even though there is a sakon involved, a person is allowed to do something that there is a certain amount of sakon involved. If there's called the derisive chance of sakona, a high risk of sakona, then of course a person can't rely on Shem B'Psoim Hashem. If there's a low chance of sakona, and you're doing what everybody else does, that's called a pasha, Shem B'Psoim Hashem. You don't have to be clever, you don't have to be different to everybody else. If the whole world are lying to be machnes themselves into this sakana, even though there is, nobody's saying there's no sakana involved, there is a sakana, but everybody's doing it, then you're allowed to rely on this Shem B'Psoim Hashem. If it's a high percent chance of risk, then no, what you're relying on. But there's a low percent chance of risk, and everybody's doing it, so it's considered the normal conduct of life to do what you're doing, then you're allowed to do it. Where did the Pasuk discuss it? The Pasuk discussed it began to smoking. Smoking, which the tshuva is written in the Pasukim, Rav Shem Zalman's tshuva and the Belashev's tshuva aren't applicable to nowadays at all, because they wrote the Moshe's tshuva. They were talking about, according to the statistics of 35 and 40 years ago, where smoking wasn't known to be as dangerous as it is known to be nowadays, and therefore they wrote their tshuvas accordingly. Somebody who applies it to nowadays is misquoting the tshuva, because the tshuva is written about smoking, but it was according to the ideas that they had then. According to the ideas that they had then, so Belashev has a tshuva, and somebody asked him about whether you can ban smoking in public places or not, but at the beginning of the tshuva, he discusses, is it asa al pidin teira to smoke? And the Belashev writes, that's not asa al pidin teira to smoke, and explains himself, you want to know what my opinion is. Everything you wrote in your kuntras about the dangers involved, and why it should be also for a person to smoke because of nishmatem, akati yesh lodin. Shemeshur sadin ein bekoichom lamona mizeh. You can't refrain a person from smoking. Afal pisha reifim bezmanenu kavu shelereach ashan cigarios yesh tesoes built rutsias. They say that it doesn't bring very nice results. I'll bring us Adam to the health of the person. The doctor say to some machlis, very interesting. This piece of knowledge that the doctors are saying that smoking brings you there sakana, adayin lo yotza tivva bo'olam v'le poshta b'kei v'oretz. It's not accepted. The doctors are saying it, and they're busy proclaiming that there's a sakana is involved by smoking, but it's not accepted. What should I tell you? The whole world aren't going around with this idea, accepted what the doctors are saying. V'rabim v'chein shleimim g'doylim v'toyvim ma'ashnim. Lots of reim v'shleimim about busy smoking. U'minureim ba'atzakena, from when they were young children until old age, v'seva. V'abriya shalav b'matzav toyv, their health is in a good shape. V'yofe k'nira shegam dov hazeh kolul b'mashe kosbu chazal kivin d'doshu bo rabim shem b'psayim Hashem. Rabbi Asher says, you're telling me the doctors are saying you're saying this? I accept the doctors are saying you're saying this. But you want to know, is it something which the world has perceived as something which is, you're doing it, you're doing an act of a pool of danger? No. Varaya, look around the world, you see loads and loads of people are smoking. Nobody are saying, telling all those people they're doing something which is dangerous. People are smoking, and Baruch Hashem, they've been smoking their whole life, and they still manage to reach a ripe old age. Is a raya that Baruch Hashem, you can't say it's a vada that's made every day. Therefore, chatchila, a person is allowed to smoke. Now, Rabbi Yashiv says in his tshuva 2 points. He says it's shem epsem Hashem, and he says that the doctors are saying it's asa. He says that world aren't accepting it, and he says that it's not perceived by people as being something which is dangerous. Meaning to say that in his few lines he writes in his tshuva, he manages to encompass what that is, what the gede of shem epsem Hashem. What's the issa of Nishmat HaMilin HaShaseichem? When come and rely on the setter of Dosh Barabim. Rav Moshe has similar tshuvas to this. Rav Moshe writes in a few, in very few lines, Kedaka Bakedish, but he's writing the whole cloud of what Shem B'Seim Hashem is. Shem B'Seim Hashem is that when you got something which isn't a Vada Sakona, and it's not perceived as a Sakona by the world, and the world, there's a large chilek of the world who are conducting their lives doing this sakana, they haven't changed their style of life to say, I'm avoiding it because it's sakana. They're doing it as part of the daily routine. They're doing this smoking and not saying, I'm doing a matzah sakana and therefore I'm not going to do it. No, I'm going to go ahead and smoke. Therefore it's considered something which is part of the normal conduct of life for a lot of people. And that is their head of shem epsem Hashem. He's not saying there's no sakana. He's not saying that the doctors are all making a mistake. By saying Lamaisa, the Welt hasn't accepted it as being a sakona. And Lamaisa, that's not enough. But the Welt is going ahead and smoking. Says Rabbi Yashiv in his tshuva from Tovshem Mem Aleph, which is before the doctors and before it was accepted the way it is today, that you can't come along and say somebody's doing a Dova Shalissa. If you want to say Dova Shalissa, it has to be either that the chances of sakona are much higher, or it has to be that something which is accepted as well as doing something which is dangerous. But if the chances are low, and it's not perceived as a sakana, you can't come along and say, because I've got you've got a heter called Shem B'Seim Hashem. Shem B'Seim Hashem doesn't mean that if lo aleinu, a person went ahead and smoked after Rabbi Yashiv's tshuva, and then he came today, a matter of sakana, which lo aleinu, he was nifta, and the doctor said he was nifta from Yana Machla because he smoked. They say that the doctor's a kofir because the Torah said, Shem B'Seim Hashem, it won't happen to me. And that's not what Shem B'Seim Hashem means. Shem B'Seim Hashem means I'm allowed to go ahead. There's a parsha in the Torah called when Shmatim Oilein Avshaseichem. I'm conducting the way the Torah tells me to conduct my life. The Torah tells me I follow the Torah's guidelines. The Torah tells me that it's safe to go along ahead. Am I allowed to go ahead and do it? That I can't rely on the Torah. Is there a danger involved? Yes, there's a danger involved. Does it mean it's the right thing to go along ahead and do it? Is it a chatchila to go along ahead? No, it's not a chatchila. Rav Moshe, the same tshuva, where he says you got Shem B'Seim Hashem, tells you that it's not the right thing to go ahead and smoke. That's not the point. The point isn't whether or not, because Shem B'Seim Hashem, you should a chatchila go along and do it. Shem B'Seim Hashem means you've got the right. A person is allowed to do, according to Gidra HaTorah, what's considered a normal practice. Normal practice of something with below sakana, I'm allowed to do it. A person can't come along and make cheshbonis and say, a person wants to say, is there a sakana involved? Yes, there's a sakana involved. Is he a chatchila allowed to go along and do it? Yes, he's a chatchila allowed to go along and do it. If he didn't, he went ahead and he got a sakana from it over there, the Bnei Shalom has his mahalach over there. Maybe Bnei Shalom would have, if it came his time, Bnei Shalom would take him a different way. If he did the stamp for Tanuga Ulam Hazem, maybe he shouldn't have done it. That's not the point. We're handling the issa of Shem B'Seim Hashem. Shem B'Seim Hashem says that when there's a low chance of issa of sakana involved, which v'nishmatam oyle nafshaseichem, in that case is only a drabonon v'nishmatam oyle nafshaseichem, then you're allowed to rely and you're not doing anything wrong as far as the Torah's perspective is concerned by relying on doing what's considered normal.
You don't say Shem B'Seim Hashem if you got either of those conditions.
No, you need both, not either. Both.
Both, that's a high risk.
That's a low risk. When you don't, it's high.
And that
and that it's not perceived as a vat sakana, varai, they're doing it. So according to the different makil, it means that the doing it means there's no sakana involved. And according to the other poskim, it doesn't mean that there's no sakana involved. There is a sakana involved. And we know the statistics that there's sakana involved. But this sakana involved is a low statistics of sakana. Plus, people are not considering it as a mice of sakana. Therefore, you can rely on Shem B'Psayim Hashem and continue your life as normal, and you're not over any surim because of this Shem B'Psayim Hashem.
What about Yontif? What about smoking on Yontif? Does it make a difference there? On Yontif, smoking
Yontif, on Yontif is a different basha. Yontif is a basha.
No, because if most people don't smoke,
that's Tov HaShav L'Chol Nefesh.
Yeah, it's not
Yontif. Yontif Dika smoking is much, much more chomor. Yontif Dika smoking comes at Tov HaShav L'Chol Nefesh. And if most people don't smoke, therefore it may be a problem of not Tov HaShav L'Chol Nefesh. That's a separate nefesh. Now, I mean, not on Shabbos, not on Yontif, in the weekday, a person wants to smoke. Is there any neshmat midin ashesichem? Another person say that persons are allowed to rely on what's considered normal. That's all mitzad v'neshmat midin ashesichem. Then comes along another Rambam, a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Deis when he discusses what's the right way for a person how to conduct his life. Rambam says in Pekdalet Aloch Aleph how a person should eat. You do Arab Shmuel Kamenetsky, his eat, his food, his diet is according to this Rambam over here. He keeps the Rambam's diet, and anybody's seen him over there. Admeves Mshona, he's well in his 90s.
Yeah.
He used to come to Etzisor, he used to down Davin Milcha next to where Makula was in Etzisor. He used to see him as came up his car, jumped between the fence, and ran up the stairs. As agile as they come, as young as they come, he's well in his 90s. He keeps the Rambam, the person follows the Rambam's diet. He's doing a safe chance of for gesund by keeping to what the Rambam says. The Rambam says how a person should eat, when he should eat, how he should eat. The Rambam says the certain things which are good and certain things which aren't good. The Rambam starts off, Pek Dalet. Hoyel v'yeis aguf bori v'sholim edake Hashem hu, sharei efshe sheyovin oyeida v'ucheile. A person does no business gesund. Therefore, tzoich odom nahachik atzmei medvorim ha-ma'abdim es aguf. A person should try and avoid things that cause damage to his guf. V'lahanik atzmei medvorim ha-mavrim ha-machlimim. A person should try and do things which keep himself healthy. V'eluhim. The Rambam goes through, a person should, only when you're hungry, a person shouldn't keep himself back and going to be excused. Which things that person shouldn't eat, a whole load of things a person should or shouldn't eat. Now, if the Rambam is saying these things aren't good for the goof, and a person has macholos rois, which aren't good for the goof, a person shouldn't eat it, then why didn't he come under v'nishmat m'udle nafshiseichem? The Rambam says that don't do these things. All these things aren't good for you. Aren't good for you. If you don't eat, if you eat something which causes mashal shalim b'nei ma'ayim, causes a bad diarrhea, a person has macholes roim. The Rambam lists all these things. Yesh macholes shem roim b'yoysa ad ma'oid v'ro ula adam shlei lechlan oilam. A person should make sure not to eat them. Togim magdelim hamuluchim ha'ishelim. Old fish which have been salted. Large fish which are old and been salted. The Rambam says all these things are roim b'yoysa for the goof. So why is the Rambam saying in Hilchas Deis good advice, how a person should eat. The Rambam should write it. In the Shemaat Moed, and Asher Seichem, when the Rambam writes in Lichas Yitzchak, things which are awesome, in Atayra, or Midrabonon, that's in Shemaat Moed, and Asher Seichem. Says the Moshe, said, write the Poskim, Akochoch, you see from the Rambam, there's a separate together in Gansen. There's some things which are Sakona. High risk Sakona is in Shemaat Moed, and Asher Seichem, awesome, in Atayra. Low risk Sakona is Midrabonon, awesome, in Shemaat Moed, and Asher Seichem. And there's a whole new thing completely. There's something which isn't sakana. There's something which is advisable that you shouldn't do it. And that doesn't come under the heading b'chalal of any surah b'chalal. But the Rambam is telling you, the Rebbeinu Shleilam put you in this world, like the Rambam says, in order to be makid the Rebbeinu Shleilam, a person is created in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. If you do certain things, you'll have long life. And if you do certain things, it's makatse the person's life. And therefore, it's advisable and it's richtig. It's really al pitoira to do things that won't cause you damage. But it's not any issue involved. We're handling Yisurim, handling advice on the Rambam, what's the right way for Yid, how he should conduct his life. So Ramosha says, this Rambam, you know why it's only advisable? Because we're talking about something which is low risk. And therefore, when you got Shem Epsayim Hashem, so Shem Epsayim Hashem, I'm going to go along ahead and do these things. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's eating unhealthy foods. Everybody's eating foods with lots of sugar inside. Nobody's saying that. Now, nobody's dying all of a sudden with their heads. And everybody will tell you that certain foods, lots of people, aren't the right, isn't the right diet you should be eating. So why as the person doing it, Teretz is, you got Shem B'Shem Hashem. Says Moshe, on these things, we got Shem B'Shem Hashem. The Rambam is telling you it's advisable not to do it. However, says the B'Shem Zalman, it can't be that's what the Rambam means. Because you look in the Rambam says that when he mentions the things he shouldn't do, Yesh Macholos, Shem Roim B'Yosa Ad Mo'id. Things which are terrible for the goof. So if it's terrible for the goof, so you haven't got Shem B'Shem Hashem. Where's Shem B'Shem Hashem? If it's, the Rambam says that it's accepted by everybody as being something which is bad for the goof. So what you can't say about Shem B'Shem Hashem on that. I haven't got Shem B'Shem Hashem. We said Shem B'Shem Hashem is only something which is not perceived as being dangerous, but something which the Rambam says is terrible for the goof. On that, you haven't got Shem B'Shem Hashem. So Elomai, the pashas what the Rambam means is that there's certain things which come under the heading of Sakona. Vadai Sakona is Mishmat Amayit Nanash Yisechem in Atayra. Lower chance of Sakona, Midrabon and Mishmat Amayit Nanash Yisechem. Certain things don't enter Bechlal, the zone of Nishmat Amayit Nanash Yisechem. Why? Could be for one of two reasons. Either because there's no Sakona Schaim involved. The Gemara says it's also to be Mechabel, the Gemara says Mavakamba, a person can't cause damage to himself. Says the Gemara, where do you learn it out from? So the Gemara says, Ach estomchem, dimchem, lanash yisechem edrish. The Pasuk says, I'm on you if you cause a death. The Gemara says, very good, that's a death. But here we're talking about something that didn't bring the day katola. Not talking about killing somebody. The Rambam Pashas, what it means over here, it's not healthy for a person. In the long run, the more he has of it, then, over a long time span, it'll cause him, maybe it'll be Makatse Yomov. If you can't say he's doing something which you can't say he's killing himself. He's doing something which is unhealthy for himself. Something which is killing involved. Something which is a chance of death. He's taking an aluka, he's drinking something. It may be a remote chance, but if aluka comes in and he swallows this aluka, it's dangerous. I can't stop it. He's doing something which is risking his life. Risking one's life is a Shemata Meilu Nafshizeichem. Not risking one's life. Something which is unhealthy, the Rambam holds, is only, it doesn't come in Shemata Meilu Nafshizeichem. It's only unadvisable. One way to understand the Rambam. Or what the Rambam means to say, something that over a long time span is going to have an effect. A person is smoking, let's say. So year after year after year of smoking, it can cause him his damage. On that, the Rambam holds that something which is not inevitable is going to happen immediately. It happens something over, it's caused damage. That the Rambam holds doesn't come under v'nishmat ha'moed l'naf sheseichem. Whatever the reason is, we have clear in the Rambam three gedorim. Certain things which are asa min ha'tera, certain things which are asa midrabonon al v'nishmat ha'moed l'naf sheseichem, and the third gedor in the Rambam, which Rambam says is only advisable, that person shouldn't have it. Let's go back to the present situation. And let's analyze when or whether or not one would come under something which is a Vada Sakona, a Sofik Sakona, advisable maybe not to, and then see where which is soon reply over here. In order to come unto the heading of Nishmat Moedle Nafshe Seichem, so according to the Chazon Ish, it may be a 2% chance. If not the Chazon Ish, the way Rabbi Lashev said it was, it has to be something which is considered as a mamish, a very, very high risk of Sakona involved in order to come under the Nishmat Meile Nafshe Seichem. For a person, let's discuss people who aren't at high risk. A person who doesn't have high risk, if according to the Machle Ben Shem Zalopit and the way it is, according to statistics, if a person does get it, for most, the higher percentage of the country and the world, the people have over here, it doesn't cause Sakona Snafoshes. Not so controversial, it causes a very uncomfortable maybe for a few days or maybe longer than that, but Sakonas Nefashis isn't involved over there. If for most people there's no chashash of Sakonas Nefashis, then the Pasha says it doesn't come under, it doesn't enter. Nishmat Moedan Ashesechem is doing something which needs to be either a very, very high risk of danger, a 1% chance of danger, 1 in 150, but not much further than that. Way, way, way before 1 in 1,000 of a risk of danger. According to the way the way it is now, then Baruch Hashem, that for a normal person not known to have any medical history or not within the age group, which is particularly dangerous, then the chances of Sakona are Baruch Hashem quite remote. And being in a low chance of Sakona, if somebody comes along and says, I was v'nishmat ha'moedle nafshe seichem, it's not true. There is no v'nishmat ha'moedle nafshe seichem. Because the v'nishmat ha'moedle nafshe seichem doesn't talk to this. It may be on the derais of v'nishmat ha'moedle nafshe seichem, a zikha doesn't enter. If a person knows he's got a problem, if a person knows he's at high risk, so we're not discussing that. talking about the average person who doesn't know, there has to be extra careful over there. It doesn't come from Shmat Beidon Rosh Hashechem. Vo'oit, if it comes into the Rabbonim Shmat Beidon Rosh Hashechem, then it's a Pasha called Shem B'Seim Hashem. Shem B'Seim Hashem says, I am allowed to do what's considered normal. If the Gemara says, on Masham Sheikh B'Moich, that Ramayah says it's awesome because it's quite a high chance, and nevertheless, Chachamim said that you're allowed to go along ahead and do it. You shouldn't do a mila because there's no rach tzvenis. Klal Yisrael didn't do a mila because there was no rach tzvenis. It's not something which was an imaginary sakana. It was a sakana which was a known sakana. Nevertheless, if you do mila when there's no rach tzvenis, it's a low chance of sakana. A low chance of sakana, and everybody's doing it, is the Shem B'Seim Hashem. Something which the world is going ahead, and but basically can't say every person is only scared about the fine, but in the certain days, Havdil by the Goyim, when it comes to their holidays and whatever it is, whenever they can remove the ban in order to allow the economy, because the world, whatever the reason is over here, but they can allow you, they're not allowing you to do something which is perceived by them as being a bad sakana. They're allowing you to do something which they would much rather one shouldn't do, but because of the sakana, because of the pressure, because they need, for whatever the reasons is, to a certain amount, to allow normal life, therefore they take off the ban for a few days. But if there's a few days when the chances are so high, and nevertheless they're allowing you, they've removed the ban, is a raya barura, that they're not telling you, in their eyes, this is about that sakana. And it's way, way less than about the sakana, because by them sitting the poskim, nobody's going to risk their lives on high sakana for whatever the reason is. So if they've removed the ban for a certain tkufa, is a raya that the average guy also in the veld doesn't perceive it as a sakana stafosh is involved. Of course, he'll tell you that there's a large amount of people, and you got a country that has 60 million people, then from 60 million people, then even with a very, very low percentage, there will be, unfortunately, a certain amount of deaths. But that doesn't mean that the Torah they could cook with, in sakonas involved, that the sakonas reaches anywhere near the Mishmat Meila Nashasechem, and even if it doesn't, maybe enter the Drabonon, which would be Pashas doesn't, but even if it would enter the Drabonon, then Shem B'Seim Hashem tells me that in a Torah, I'm allowed to conduct my life in what's considered normal.
What if you say sakonas for
it's a very important point. So the Vayla only had me a sakana for the person himself. A person wants to know, is he doing anything wrong by going to a shul, to daven? Because on the Shmat Meila Nashasechem, so of course a person has to know what his condition is, and according to his condition apply it. But for the average person, when according to his matzav, then it doesn't say that he's at high risk, and he's doing something which the ganze welt tutzach. He's going to the store. Yen is going to his store. Yen is going to the market. Yen is going to a store to buy things. Yen is going to buy petrol, and he's also doing zech amongst people. The difference between quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, and half an hour. That's the excuse where you draw the line. But by etzem and risk concerned, there's a high risk. If it would be a bad sakana, then the goyim also wouldn't be doing it, or you wouldn't be going to a superstore to buy a thing.
But even if the world thinks it is dangerous, but the risk is when it is low, then you should be able to still say Shem B'Seim Hashem.
That is debatable. That's a true point. That's debatable. The B'Yashiv, when he wants you to do it, he says, if it's something which is very concerned by the fact perceived by Sakona, making it something which is Mutter, Al Shem B'Seim Hashem, means that people are doing it because they're conducting their life normally. If people are doing it because they're desperate for whatever the situation is, they're lying themselves into something which is considered a bit of a sakana, then you're not allowed to do it. But perceived by people means, is there pekuach nefesh involved in it? And by most people, even by the goyim, it's not perceived as pekuach nefesh. If perceived as doing something which is extremely dangerous, then they won't go out to stores, they won't for the holidays remove the ban. So they're doing something which they need, if it be perceived as vadai sakana by them, or very, very high risk of danger, danger means death, then maybe they won't be the head of Shem B'Seim Hashem. But in Gidra HaTorah, the way the goyim are doing over here, it's not perceived by them as a high risk of death involved. But there's another whole new pasha, which is what you moira, of a person going to a public place or causing damage. The Rashba says that there's a heter, we deal with the Gemara, to put out, according to the Rashba, there's a heter when you got a gacheles in Rosh Hashanah, to put out a gacheles which can cause damage to the rabbim, you can put out on Shabbos. And the Rashba thinks, why should even mutter? Avoid it, says the Rashba, because when the whole tzibba will go across past that gecheles, amongst the tzibba there'll be one person who won't realize the gecheles is over there, And he is putting himself, and that person is dangerous for him to have that gacheles. And there's a heter to be put out to extinguish the gacheles on Shabbos in order to avoid a sakona happening to this one person who's going to walk in the street and won't realize there's a gacheles. Meaning to say that even if every kol yochid v'yochid will avoid it, but as far as the rabbim is concerned, if throughout the public there's going to be one person who's going to be at risk of it, that's also a heter to be mechala Shabbos for it. We're asking you're not allowed to be mechala Shabbos for it, but the Paschim say it's only because we take on that there's no sakana, no real sakana involved, because every person will avoid the gacheles. But were it to be that every person wouldn't, there would be one person amongst the rabbim that wouldn't avoid that gacheles, then the taka wouldn't be ahead. There would be ahead to be mechala Shabbos for it.
Is it obvious that it's burning? I mean, if it's black and you can't see.
But, so we're talking about a case that the chances are that the gacheles, most people, according to the Rashba,
is this obvious to the rabbim?
It's obviously not 100% obvious to the rabbim, but 100% obvious to the rabbim, then even one person wouldn't trip up over it. It's talking about the most people, the gacheles that most people would avoid. It's not obvious to every single person, but most people would avoid it. And that the Rashba says that you can be mechala Shabbos for it, and those who argue on it say you can't be mechala because most people in this sort of situation would realize that it's a sakana and avoid it. But any situation which is a high risk for somebody in the public over there, even though it's only the mirror to the public, you're allowed to be mechala Shabbos for. Says the Meiser Chofetz Chaim, a Moedik Meiser, Reb Nissen brings down from the Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim had chazmishis to say over, that somebody came in Litta somewhere, there was a factory of 300 Jidin who used to work in a factory. And they came and told the Chofetz Chaim that the owner, the Goy, who owned that factory, wants to make the Jidin work on Shabbos. What should they do about it? And the Chofetz Chaim, geschwiegen, he didn't say. He was too scared to answer, he didn't answer. The Chaznish was Zwazbe, the Chofetz Chaim held that Betzem, amongst those 300 people, there's one person that if he's not going to work in Shabbos, it's going to be a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim can't say that, right, bring out a letter that they're all not allowed to work in that company over there, because there's one person that's going to lose his job, his children are going to starve to death from it, and therefore it's a matzav of Pekuach Nefesh. So the Chaznish Chofetz Chaim couldn't give out a pesach of Chilul Hashem to say that all those 300 workers are allowed to go into the company on Shabbos. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim kept quiet. Chofetz Chaim didn't say his pesach at all, because the Chofetz Chaim was worried whatever he's going to do is going to be wrong over here. Not allow them to work on Shabbos, there's one Yidus B'Kach Nefesh for. Allow them to work as a Chilul Hashem, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim abstained, didn't pass his opinion on what to do in this factory. The same point. A matzav where there's a rabbim involved, a rabbim is maybe the day sakana, and therefore even if kol yochid v'yochid doesn't have a matzav of sakana, but between the rabbim there's a sakana, a person has to be extra careful. The Chaznish writes in Sefer that the chiddush of makeh, that the Torah says a mitzvah of makeh, chiyuv of makeh, says the Chaznish, the chiddush of the Torah is betzem every person goes up on the roof is careful by himself, but if you leave your roof without a makeh on it, and loads of people go on your roof, there will be one person who won't realize or won't be careful. And the chiddush of the Torah B'Makeh is you have to take, you allowing somebody to come into your roof. And amongst the public, this one person is going to be a danger from it, it's you, Achrais. So the chiddush of the Torah is every kol yochid v'yochid is allowed to go on the roof. And I know that I don't have a fence around my roof, I'm allowed to go on my roof. But the whole public together, there's going to be one person who's going to go on the roof, and it's going to be maybe this sakona, it's my Achrais. Meaning to say that when it comes to Mokum Tziburi, it works for different Gedorim. A private person has his heta of his Isurim, of Mishmat Moed and Nafshe Seichem, which will say that most people, it doesn't really come under the heading of Mishmat Moed and Nafshe Seichem in the present situation. But you got something else, and that's a very wichtige halacha, that somebody who allows the public, or causes the public, and amongst the public, he's going to cause somebody, a matzav of a sakona, then he's got different gedorim. A person has to be extra careful not to cause. If I've got a gecheles, and the gecheles is in Shus Rabim, this gecheles is going to cause amongst all the people that walk in the Shus Rabim, one person is going to trip up on it. So if I open my moisid, and my moisid is going to cause a risk for somebody, then it's a my achrayas to make sure that my moisid isn't open. I've got yeshiva, I've got 200 boys in my yeshiva, and amongst those boys, there's one boy which is at high risk over there. I can't just allow the yeshiva to run at normal and say every person, every bachab if an atzmoy is allowed to come in. Because I'm allowing the moisid to run, and by allowing the moisid to run, I'm allowing the moisid together with this one boy who is high risk all to come inside, and it's my achrayas to make sure that my yeshiva doesn't have the 200 boys floating around or being there in the yeshiva because they're causing a risk to this one boy who's at high risk. A marshal, somebody gave me a very good marshal, brings out the Nakuda, says, I've got a large field. Somebody owns a large field. And this Leolenu, Goy comes and says, from this field over here, 100,000 people will walk into the field over there of Eddie Chisholm, he's going to shoot at one of the people. Every person's allowed to walk into that field. No problem to walk in that field. 1 in 100,000 chances over there. I'm allowed to walk into that field. That's considered something which is completely remote. I'm allowed to walk into that field. But the person who owns the field, if he opens up his field and he says, you 100,000 people come inside my field, knowing, Meroish, that one person's going to be damaged from him, his achait, his places, he was maybe the day then. Maybe not call him Ritzach for that, but he did something. He did the avla by opening up his gates to his field to allow the public to go in over there. Every yochid v'yochid has his cheshbon. Every yochid makes his cheshbon, whether he's at risk or not. Somebody who knows that he's the goyrim, that there's going to be a lot of people to cause it, then it's different gedorim over there. Abba, that doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to open his moysid in this situation. It just means that b'nishmat ha'moyda nashaseichem, for yochid and for moysid, there's two separate zachen. The yochid is a yochid's cheshbon, and the moysid has to take different gedarim to make sure there's not endangering anybody. But yes, if he puts up a sign, or people know now that people have the idea, if they're at high risk, they ought not to be coming into the moysid, or the way it is, Baruch Hashem, at the moment, that the infection rate is low enough that there's not considered that a person's transmitting, even if he does have it, there's bringing in the matter of sakona zone. Yes, of course, amongst the greater tibur, then there will be a chance of sakon involved. We take kolbus medish bifnatzmo, kol yeshiva bifnatzmo. You can't say that there's a sakon involved by a person opening his gates. So then, in this matter, if he's allowed to open his gates, and he doesn't have to worry that he's being masakin any person by opening it. But if there is, if the statistics change, or Rachman Etzlan, wherever it is, wherever machir it is, or there's some sakon involved, where the Rosh HaMoysid knows that he may be endangering somebody by opening his doors, then Avadi has to be careful. And he can't say this, Achav Hashem Ebsoim Hashem. Your Hashem Ebsoim Hashem is for the Yochid allowed to do it. If you've got a Moisid running over here and you're causing a risk to somebody else, then you've got a din of somebody who's more, like the Rashba says, that amongst the Rabbim, it's maybe the Sakona, a person has to avoid the Sakona. And Shaul came to sum up with the Zana Klara Zach. Shem Menshmatim Boile Nafshiseichem is something which I think we've gone through the halachas now over here. Is very much taken out of context for most of us in this situation. Avada yede yid avom nashema, the ganze zeit the bnei shleilim has to beshame him, and on the shmir of the bnei shleilim, a person is at risk all the time. A person crosses the road, there's also a sakana involved. Now, the Buddha said that a person writes his tshuva, that a person's allowed to do business, even though there's a bit of sakana involved, a person's allowed to do tzedah, even though there's a bit of sakana involved, because the person's allowed to live normally. And tzedah is considered part of the normal way of living. A person that's his panosa in order to sustain his family. So he's allowed to put himself at high risk of sakana. Like a b'mitzvah is a shayla in the paskim. We paskin a person isn't allowed to put himself. That Nodi Behuda's heter isn't a heter automatically for mitzvahs. When it comes to mitzvahs, a person isn't just allowed to put himself in sakona. The sakona involved avoided. But that's all when the sakona involved. The amount of risk that we have nowadays with the matzav, I've had at the beginning when things weren't clear, then it was a different pasha. The way we stand today, even if a person hasn't had it, and a person doesn't know there's a high risk, to say that he's doing anything wrong with Shemata Beit Nashasechem isn't true. As Shemata Beit Nashasechem, a person's allowed to go. Al Sakona, a lower risk, has got a heter of Shem Epsom Hashem. And something which is even less than that may be advisable, or we can't a person's over Nissa. And advisable is the same advisable when a person has sugar, or these things over here, that the Rambam says a person Macholis Roim. Macholis Roim is the Rambam defined as Roim. And you're not going to say a person's over Issa when he eats these Macholis Roim of the Rambam, because you're not allowed to do what's considered normal. The Chayin, when it came to smoking at its time, which was higher risks, the risks that the Rishon Lashon was talking about and the Moshe was talking about was higher risks of Sakona. And nevertheless, they told you that a person's allowed to smoke, and that smoke wasn't doing a normal conduct of life. It was putting himself in, according to the Lashon, the doctors were saying it's a Sakona. And says Reb Moshe, says Reb Yashe, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you can't say the person is doing something wrong because he's got Shem Ebsem Hashem. So Shem Ebsem Hashem is quite a breiter heter for something which is a low risk, and something which every person is doing and not perceived as heter. That person's allowed to. So, Ben Shema Pitin, Chas Hashem, nobody should come with this. I can't, everybody should be gesund. But according to the Matzavim, a person wants to refrain from Tvila if he's not known for having something which is putting him at a higher risk. And I've had the Chatzchila de Kizach is to rely on what's stated in the Torah, the person is allowed to do what's considered the normal. Habe drachim and amokim, habe shluchim and amokim. A person has to do what's right. Is gehalten abi mitzvahs, and a person does what's right. He's got the shmir from the bench.
Which is told this week. But these didn't have a tip. The sneakers are very dangerous. Yeah.